Defense contractor Raytheon and aerospace company United Technologies have announced a merger, which they're calling Raytheon Technologies, and others are calling one of the biggest corporate mergers of the year, manufacturing everything from Tomahawk missiles to commercial airplane seats. Jill Schlesinger is a business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Also our partner here at Here and Now. So Raytheon, the largest producer of missiles in the world in addition to missile defense systems like the Patriot. United Technologies does what? Have a harder time reaching that.
Yeah, and you know what? United Technology does actually changed at the end of last year. The company announced in November that it was actually morphing into three separately traded public companies. So the core business, this aerospace business, that's the one that makes jet engines and landing gear and other commercial and military plane equipment, that is remaining under this United Technologies umbrella. That's the one that actually is being merged. It also encompasses Collins Aerospace and Pratt & Whitney brands, which they bought in the last year or so. Then they're spinning off two other, actually pretty well-known brands, Otis Elevator, that's a different division, and Carrier. That will happen next year.
Okay. Well, you mentioned public, you know, shareholders have to approve the merger. But these companies have been very successful on their own. The stock price of each went up more than 20% this year. That outpaced the market. So why the merger?
You know, there's been a consolidation of the aerospace industry. I actually didn't know this since this story broke, but over the past 30 years or so, the American defense industry has gotten a lot smaller. So there were something like 60 different companies, now just a handful, a few major ones. Now, these survivors, they're hoping to gain scale by getting better terms from their suppliers or cutting costs, and then they can invest more in new technologies.
Yeah, well, this new proposed company, again, has to be approved. Raytheon Technologies will be the second largest aerospace company in the world. They're just going to be behind Boeing. Boeing's not had a good year. How is this going to affect Boeing?
I think that Boeing basically has its hands full right now dealing with the fallout from the 737 MAX crashes. You know, just yesterday, American Airlines said it's going to extend flight cancellations through the beginning of September for the MAX. I think this suggests that Boeing is really going to be focused right now on getting that plane back into operation and complying with safety issues. And they're probably not going to be really caring about this merger for the time being.
Yeah. Look, defense spending is high right now, expected to go back down with sequestration, automatic spending cuts on the horizon, Democrats in control of the House. But how will this merger hit the Pentagon? What happens there?
You know, the Pentagon is obviously pretty interested in the deal. Raytheon is one of its biggest customers. And in addition to missile defense and precision weapons that it purchases from Raytheon, it actually has a pretty long relationship with Pratt & Whitney. And I think that the Pentagon is really trying to squeeze all parts of this industry to look for better deals. And as you said, you know, the Pentagon is actually looking at spending less. And I think that combined with weaker projected growth in commercial aviation means this sector is preparing for leaner times. I really think that's the core of this merger and all the consolidation, that the good times can be sporadic. We got to prepare for what could come next.
Yeah, the leaner times. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst for CBS News, host of Jill on Money. Thank you so much.
Thank you.